This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Monday, May 21st. While all grains are higher in Friday trading, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat was soaring today, and perhaps corn participated in that with a little bit of that overflow buying from the wheat, up double digits, almost 20 cents at one point. The trade deal issue has really brought in the buyers, and they jumped in with both feet. And all the spillover from the corn and the soybeans as well really pushed the market up. Now, we know that wheat market is really kind of a thinner market, and when we start to get ahead of steam, it really moves and sometimes overshoots its objective. But the market had been on a slide for 2 weeks and finally found a rebound, bargain hunters stepping in and really pushing that market up a lot higher. And it really came back to finish off very strong to end the week. So there's some positive news there. We're still waiting for all the numbers to come in.
Chicago July wheat prices closed Friday up 20 and three quarters at 518 and a quarter. July corn was up 7 and a quarter at 401 and three quarters. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 6 even. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for May were up 19 and 3 quarters, ranging from 663 and 3 quarters to 683 and 3 quarters. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for May were up 9 and a quarter, ranging from 774 to 794. Live cattle for June were down 65 cents at 102.55. May feeder cattle were down 87.5 cents to 132.32.5. And May Class 3 milk was unchanged at 15.23. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report from the Ag Information Network.